an Air Force general has just issued a dire warning to the American people, warning of all-out devastation in our near future. You are absolutely going to be floored by what he is predicting. So let's dive into this dire warning that was issued by an Air Force general. Take a look at where I originally found it, and this is NBCNews.com, and here it is. Air Force general predicts war with China in 2025, tells officers to prep by firing a clip at a target and aim for the head. The article goes on. In the memo sent Friday and obtained by NBC News, General Mike Minahan, head of Air Mobility Command, said, quote, "I hope I am wrong. My gut tells me we will be fighting in 2025. Air Mobility Command has about 50,000 service members and about 500 planes and is responsible for transport." So he's got a huge system underneath him. But let's go directly to his actual warning so you guys can get it straight from the horse's mouth rather than mainstream media news, which I always like to go directly to the source. And here is the actual memorandum that he published February 1st, 2023. And number one there at the top, here's what he states. And by the way, this is signed by him, Mike A. Minahan, General of the United States Air Force Command. But here's what he states. Number one, "I hope I am wrong. My gut tells me we will fight in 2025. Yi secured his third term and set his war council on October 2022. Taiwan's presidential elections are in 2024 and will offer Yi a reason. United States presidential elections are in 2024 and will offer Yi a distracted America. Yi's team, reason, and opportunity are all aligned for 2025. We spent 2022 setting the foundation for victory. We will spend 2023 in crisp operational motion, building on that foundation." And then number two there, he goes on to say, "Go faster, drive readiness, integration, and agility for ourselves, and join the force to deter and, if required, defeat China. This is the first of 8 month directives from me. You need to know I alone own the pen on these orders. My expectations are high, and these orders are not up for negotiation. Follow them. I will be tough, fair, and loving in my approach to secure victory." And then on a second page here, I want to hone in on number six, letter A. "All AMC aligned personnel with weapons qualifications will fire a clip into a 7 meter target with the full understanding that unrepentant lethality matters most, and aim for the head." And then in section C, he says, "All commanders will acknowledge this order directly to me immediately, then report all 2022 accomplishments preparing for the China fight and forecast major efforts in 2023 through command chains by COB 28th, February 2023. And then number seven here, he closes 7B. "All AMC personnel will consider their personal affairs and whether a visit should be scheduled with their servicing base legal office to ensure they are legally ready and prepared." So you can see this is absolutely a dire warning. He's telling those under his command, hey, get your legal orders in line. It's looking like Yi could take advantage of our 2024 election and the 2024 election there in Taiwan. And they could seize up this opportunity to ready themselves for war against China. And if that happens and war breaks out between China and Taiwan, we're obligated to intervene. And this is all in that letter and how they should prepare themselves through military force, practicing military, aiming for the head, all of that. But this is absolutely chilling to my core because, again, I don't want to go to war with China. Now, we already know that we are on the rocks right now with Russia in war, right? But on top of that, now we've got these warnings of a war in China. Now, right after that letter was published by the Air Force General, one of our Republicans came out and made another shocking statement. Take a look. This is on Newsmax.com. Mike McCall: "Odds are very high of a U.S. military conflict with China." Now, the article goes on. A top Republican in U.S. Congress said on Sunday, "The odds of a conflict with China over Taiwan are very high," after a U.S. general caused consternation with a memo that warned the U.S. would fight China in the next 2 years. So here we have back-to-back warnings. We have the warning from the general and then our United States representative capitalizing and saying, hey, look, I think we should take this legit. And I'm going to say that the chances of that happening are a high probability. We're literally talking about war here. And again, we already have tensions right now with China. They've threatened to use nukes if necessary, right? Take a look. This is TASS.com. If World War III breaks out, it won't start on tanks or fighter jets, warns Medvedev. And here's his actual quote. On January 28th, it states, Russia's Security Council Deputy Chairman Dmitry Medvedev has lambasted Western attempts to justify arms deliveries to Kiev as an alleged effort to prevent world war. Firstly, he says, defending Ukraine, which nobody needs in Europe, will not save the senile old world from retribution if anything occurs. Secondly, once the Third World War breaks out, unfortunately, it will not be on tanks or even fighter jets. Then everything will definitely be turned to dust, Medvedev wrote on his Telegram channel on Saturday. In other words, he's saying if this third war breaks out, there will be nuclear weapons. In fact, even Donald Trump put out a little statement on his own. Here is Donald Trump's tweet on Truth Social. First come the tanks, then come the nukes. Get this crazy war ended now. So easy to do. Amen, 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 amen. I don't want to go to nuclear war. I don't even want to go to war. But it seems that things are heading, unfortunately, and terrifyingly so, in that direction. On top of it, the World Health Organization just updated their medicines list, which they have not done since 2007. Suddenly now, we're talking about all these war risks, and bang, this is being updated. Take a look at epitimes.com. World Health Organization updates medicine list for nuclear emergencies. It goes on, the WHO on January 27th released updated recommendations for countries and governments on how to acquire and manage a national stockpile of medical supplies to prevent or reduce exposure in the event of radiological and nuclear emergencies, or to just treat injuries if exposure has occurred. Again, they have not updated this list since 2007. And bang, just like that, we've got the dire warning, this nightmare bombshell, if you will, from this top general there, an Air Force general. We've got the Republican there weighing in on it. We got Donald Trump saying, hey, this is why I want to keep a heavy focus on what is going on in with the war. And if you really want more information, and if you want to stop supporting these controlled networks, which is exactly what they are, please get on over to restrictedrepublic.com. Nothing you have. People say this is free. Yeah, it's not free. It's not free because they control a lot of the content that you hear. You are paying a price for that content. And that free content, if you will, gives you information that's controlled. Well, let's get out of the control bubble. Come on over to Restricted Republic, where we are 100% people-powered news. I publish videos, get the real nitty-gritty. I don't hold anything back. Get to Restricted Republic right now and use the coupon code Trump to get it for $5 a month for the entire first year. Or hey, if you want an even better, use the coupon code SAVE60 or FOREVER60, excuse me, on the annual rate. If you want to just pay $60 for the year and be done with it and get all the news, we're going to be doing kind of podcasty stuff that we're going to be adding in on that as well. So get to Restrictive Republic right now and get off the controlled networks. Anyhow, I love all of you. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm Lisa Haven, signing out.